is a universal language. But what happens when two hearts from different tribes come together? How do they navigate traditions, family expectations, and the beautiful chaos of merging cultures? I am Marilyn Akumambi, and this is Love Beyond Borders, the podcast that explores the joy, challenges, and untold stories of intertribal marriages. Each week, we will sit with couples who have dared to love across tribal lines, hear from experts, and even settle the old age debates. Why intertribal love matters. Before we get into personal stories, let's talk about why intertribal marriages are more than just two people coming together. They are about bridging histories, languages, and sometimes even healing old divides. In many cultures, marriage isn't just between individuals. It's between families, communities, and sometimes entire tribes. So when two people from different backgrounds choose each other, it's not just romantic, it's revolutionary. We will be starting this segment with questions for the guests who will help us unpack this mystery. I am thrilled to welcome a powerful couple who have been in intertribal marriage for a long time. Let's dive to the question. So, what does it take to get engaged in intertribal marriage, and how did you two meet?
Literally, to me, it takes nothing to be engaged in intertribal marriage. It's just an open mind. First of all, I believe that marriage is by two adults. So by the time you know you're set for marriage, it doesn't take anything. You just set your mind free. Whosoever your heart goes for, that is it. Be it from which tribe, to me, it doesn't actually matter. So it just takes a free mind. We met in church. Yes, we met in church during youth meeting. That's when I first saw her. And then when we went for a youth camp in Buya, I started wooing her. Thank God she accepted, but not immediately though. She had to do the girl's thing by waiting, say, okay, let me just wait. She will give me an answer. So I had all the time to wait for her, and she gave me a positive answer. That is how we met.
How have you been able to survive, given that you are from different tribes?
I knew what I was getting into. I knew what it takes to get married to somebody from a different tribe, talking about maybe language barrier, communication-wise, and all the like. To me, it's very simple. I don't have any issues with that. Just understanding their culture, because one thing I did the cultural background of where she's coming from. So that one is okay. I knew some little basics about what they believe in, what they do. And I also went ahead to study the behavior of those from that particular tribe, so that when I see it, it will not get me pissed off. So altogether, that's that, and it's been good.
How do you manage family persecutions, language barrier, and other issues?
Language barrier and other like persecution. I don't think I have faced any persecution from the family. Thank God I got married to an understanding family. Language barrier, yes. One good thing is that she understands my language, but I'm trying to understand her own. I hear, but I can't speak. It makes it clear she knows when to speak. That's that. To me, tribal marriages should not be a big issue to someone who is mature and actually wants to get married. That should not even be an issue. Just once you set yourself, your heart can actually fall wheresoever your heart chooses to fall. That's what I can say as far as that is concerned.
And that's a wrap on our very first episode. Today, we learned that intertribal love isn't just about romance. It's about courage, patience, and sometimes rewriting the rules together. A huge thank you to our guests for sharing their experience with us. Now I want to leave you with this thought. The most powerful tradition isn't just preserve, they evolve. And that's exactly what we'll explore next week. This episode was produced by Wikinwe Makrina, contributions came in from Ke Kesi, Ba Mercy, Goran Yvonne, under the supervision of Dr. Vincent Manzi and Mr. Gong Song Jean Marie. For presentation, I am Marilyn Akumobi. Until next episode, bye bye for now.